We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Friday, November 14th, 2025. Welcome to the WNR Deep Dive, a special episode of the World News Roundup that takes you beyond headlines around the world. Today's topic, the civil war in Sudan. Sudan's civil war began over 2 years ago on April 5th, 2023. At its center is a power struggle between Sudan's armed forces and paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. The leaders of the armed forces and the RSF were allies when they ousted Sudan's military-civilian government in 2021. However, they disagreed on plans to integrate the RSF into the military during the expected transition to democratic rule. Currently, the RSF holds territory in southwestern Sudan, including almost all of Darfur and a portion of Kordofan. Sudan's military controls the west and north, including the major city of Khartoum. Overall, the war has taken a devastating toll on civilians. More than 150,000 people have died, 12 million have been displaced, and 24 million people are food insecure. The UN has also accused the RSF of committing genocide against non-Arab communities through the targeted killing and sexual violence of non-Arab men, women, and children. Other nations have also been accused of supplying arms in the conflict, most notably the United Arab Emirates. A leaked UN report showed the UAE smuggling weapons to the RSF in exchange for contraband gold. The UAE denies this. Many nations around the world, including the US and the UK, have called for an end to the violence and an arms embargo. Shifting over to campus, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees recently voted on a variety of topics at its meeting in Chicago last week. First up is the addition of a bachelor's degree in sports media to the College of Media. This addition comes after a dramatic increase in student interest in the field, including sports broadcasting, branding, and content creation. An addition to the Siebel Center for Computer Science was also voted on. The new hub will serve as the Center for New Research, Innovation, and Scholarship of Future Computing Technologies. Lastly, the Center for Social and Behavioral Science Institute is set to become a permanent part of the university. It will be housed in the National Center for Supercomputing Applications building with more than 200 faculty affiliates from all colleges on campus. Moving over into local events, there'll be plenty to do in Champaign-Urbana this weekend. The Bike Project of Urbana-Champaign is hosting its annual Cranksgiving food drive and ride tomorrow at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. Registration starts at 10:30 a.m. for both the Alley Cat Ride and the Group Ride. The Alley Cat Ride will kick off at 11 a.m. and is a scavenger hunt through Champaign-Urbana where participants must stop at different grocery stores and purchase one non-perishable good. The group ride will start 5 minutes later and ride to two Urbana grocery stores to purchase goods for the food drive. Those who would like to donate but are unable to ride may drop off any non-perishable goods at the Bike Project during open hours for the remainder of the month. For more information on Cranksgiving or the Bike Project of Urbana-Champaign, please visit thebikeproject.org. Elsewhere in Urbana, Champaign County's YWCA is hosting its Empowering Black and Brown Women Healing Walk tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Held in Meadowbrook Park, the event welcomes participants to find community and racial healing in nature. Light refreshments will be provided, and registration is free. For more information or to register, visit ywcachampaigncounty.org. Also at the Independent Media Center, tomorrow, the Champaign-Urbana Black Authors Book Fair will be taking place at the Independent Media Center from noon to 4 p.m. According to a flyer for the event, its mission is, quote, to foster a safe and nurturing environment that honors the voices and talents of Black authors and artists, end quote. The book fair will feature local Black authors, poets, and artists, and will also offer free headshots, a poetry workshop, an open mic, and raffle prizes. In addition, the recipient of the next Willow Tree Award will be announced at the fair. This award will go to a member of the community who, quote, endured great hardship, pours into the community, and deserves to be honored, end quote. To learn more about the book fair or RSVP, please visit ucimc.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Gavin Westlake, Grace Avila, and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.